I must go and speak to Ellen, Mrs. Rosen said, moving toward the door. You girls, walk a different way to school tomorrow. Promise me, Anna Marie. And Ellen will promise, too.
We will, Mrs. Rosen, but what does it matter? There are German soldiers on every corner.
They'll remember your faces, Mrs. Rosen said, turning in the doorway to the hall. It's important to be one of the crowd, always. Be one of many. Be sure that they never have reason to remember your face. She disappeared into the hall and closed the door behind her.
He'll remember my face, Mama, Kirsty announced happily, because he said I looked like his little girl. He said I was pretty.
If he has such a pretty little girl, why doesn't he go back to her like a good father? Mrs. Johansson murmured, stroking Kirsty's cheek. Why doesn't he go back to his own country?
Mama, is there anything to eat? Anna Marie asked, hoping to take her mother's mind away from the soldiers.
Take some bread and give a piece to your sister.
With butter? Kirsty asked hopefully.
No butter, her mother replied. You know that.
Kirsty sighed as Anna Marie went to the bread box in the kitchen.
I wish I could have a cupcake, she said. A big yellow cupcake with pink frosting.
Her mother laughed. For a little girl, you have a long memory, she told Kirsty. There hasn't been any butter or sugar for cupcakes for a long time. A year, at least.
When will there be cupcakes again?
When the war ends, Mrs. Johansson said.
She glanced through the window, down to the street corner where the soldiers stood, their faces impassive beneath the metal helmets.
When the soldiers leave,